This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Harsh. Stoney's in for Gator today. Hope you're doing well. Look, people have been spending the last couple days lamenting the injuries. We just played Dan Campbell's approach. You heard what he had to say, the head coach of the Detroit Lions. And, of course, wanted to get the run game going. We played that as well. Here's more from Dan Campbell. Obviously, losing David Montgomery is a blow. I've made the case as to why. Of all the positions where they could most absorb an injury, it is running back, because they have an elite option. Most teams don't have two running backs. Like, I'm not sure Kansas City even has one. Philly's got one. Baltimore's got one. But most teams didn't have the luxury the Lions did. They've lost that luxury. Gibbs is an explosive, explosive running back. And I think now, out of necessity, he may get unleashed on the league. But how do you make up for the loss of number five? Here's what Dan Campbell told the morning show. You know, we've talked about Gibbs a ton today. Craig Reynolds has never averaged below 4 yards of carry in his time in Detroit. And
how many carries?
He has 42 in his career, spread over 4 years.
Small samples.
It is. Not a lot has been asked of him, but it's like not a lot is asked of Vaki, and Vaki's well below 4 yards of carry. I mean, so He's an interesting option, and I think the fact that this is his fourth year in Detroit helps. You know, he knows what to expect. We know what to expect from him. Kang, your guy Vaki, though, like, I know you didn't want it for this purpose, but it's going to be intriguing to see if he fits in at all. Like, because they weren't running Reynolds, so I don't know why they'd run Vaki if Reynolds becomes the two, but it might be they use him in different situations.
Oh, the truth? The truth is ready. You know, he's got the legs of LaDainian Tomlinson, the voice of Fergie. He is ready to step in on any role you need. Even defensive back, we already know that. He played a lot of safety at Utah. But seriously, though, Vaki and Ben Johnson, this is like a Swiss Army knife, right? Ben Johnson has, I'm sure he has some packages ready now that they kind of have to elevate everyone a little bit.
The Vaki package.
Exactly.
I actually am more intrigued about him than I am about Reynolds.
Oh, I am too. I think we know what Craig Reynolds is. He might come in there in short yardage situations and things like that. But as far as someone that could possibly make a difference as far as, you know, breaking some runs and things like that, I think it's Sione Vaki. But I mean, you just heard the Campbell cut. Gibbs is going to get a bulk of the carries now moving forward, as he should.
Yep. I mean, they're asking him to do it for what we hope is six games. Yeah. And it's not a huge ask. He's got less wear and tear than all the other top backs in the NFL. Yep.
And we all agree it's better that to have Reynolds than try to get somebody off a practice squad like Royce Freeman, Dalvin Cook, former Lion, Zanavian Knight, or Michael Carter, just to name four.
Yeah, if you take someone off somebody's practice squad, you have to put them on your active 53-man roster. Yes. And, I mean, they could do that because David Montgomery would be taken off the roster. But it feels like the more prudent thing to do is just elevate Jamar Jefferson. He'll probably play special teams and then sign a guy off the street that becomes your practice squad.
Probably,
back. Yeah. But those are interesting names.
Yeah, and Brad Holmes has done masterful things before.
And the funny thing about it is, not that it's been great the last couple weeks, but the offensive line, you put somebody out there, they're going to see more daylight than in most places.
Right. Well, that, you know, we always talked about that the whole team was built on basically on the foundation of this offensive line. And the offensive line, for whatever reason, has certainly not been top five, let alone top two or top one, the last 2 to 3 weeks, and they got to get their, you know, collective heads out of their you-know-what and
also
start playing football.
Also, Stoney, a small sample size.
That's the truth. Exactly.
Okay, sense of urgency. What's the sense of urgency going into this stretch run? Here's Dan Campbell. You know what I love? The way he started that, it almost sounded like when he said, urgency, I promise you will not be an issue. It almost felt like the way he said that, and if you think it's going to be an issue, I will drive over there and kick your ass. That's the way I took it. Can we play the beginning of that again? Mm-hmm. Doesn't it sound like that? It's almost like, say it again. I dare you to say it again.
Well, we know what it says on Dan Campbell's wallet. He is one bad MF-er.
Hey, a movie reference I actually understand.
That's right.
Pulp Fiction. Jules Winthorpe?
Winfield?
You were close.
I was close.
Winthorpe is my fictional chauffeur that's been going around for two decades.
Is that the guy standing outside the studio this whole time?
Winthrop, yeah.
Nice guy.
They're very proper gentleman.
Always, Winthorpe, always look for them for a big upset in the first round.
That's right. Need to pay attention to. All right, so anyway, that's the best of what Dan Campbell had to share with the morning show. But, hey, I just want to mention this real quick because it's worthy of the mention. I happened to watch last night's Piston game. Wild.
Well, unbelievable.
A wild game.
I was watching. I got to say, I fell asleep on the couch. Evan texted me because about, you know, we do the Restore the Floor podcast. He goes, they're like actually looking good. Then he texts back, and I'm still asleep, so I didn't get it. He goes, forget what I just said. Then I woke up and saw all of overtime. And I said, wait a second. They were up by 19.
They were up by 19 in the fourth quarter.
There were 8 minutes left in the game when they were up by 19.
So Miami charges back with a lot of help from a very stagnant Detroit offense. Turnovers, bad shots, everybody watching Cade. And Miami forces overtime. And then in overtime, I got to double check this. Miami scored the first eight.
Yes, and then Tim Hardaway hit three straight threes.
And that was all the scoring in overtime. Is that right?
Cade was fouled. They had a foul to give. And then Hardaway throws the ball away. And I thought, oh, great, they're going to lose.
Pistons are up one, like 10 seconds, 8 seconds left, whatever it is, and Hardaway throws away the inbound pass.
Yeah.
And Tyler Herro takes a ridiculous three that goes in for him because many of his threes are ridiculous. Hardaway hit three shots, bang, 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 and they erased an 8-point deficit.
But what I don't understand for the tying one in regulation, I mean, foul. There was five, you're up three. Hero's got the ball, you foul him so he doesn't get off the three.
Well, keep in mind that they were out of timeouts, but of course you were asleep. But they were out of timeouts and they had to execute like the last 3 minutes. They could have set something up or could have told their guys from the bench, but they didn't. They were out of timeouts for like the last 3.5 minutes of regulation, and they needed. They're still really young and really inexperienced,
yes.
And that's where it shows.
Yeah. Well, you know what I got out of, especially when I was watching before I fell asleep, and then I went back to watch a lot of it. I mean, small sample size. Are we seeing something with Asar Thompson and maybe even Ron Holland that, oh my God, I understand what they're trying to do. These guys look like they might be really good.
I just hope that they keep this core together long enough to see it blossom, because I really think it can. They're just so young.
The only one that I'm not that I'm kind of disappointed in is Duren. He just doesn't defend, and that's an issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not all going to hit.
But no, and look, well, they've won 11 games so far.
I feel like 5-6 years from now, wherever these guys are, there are going to be some players mixed in.
Right. Well, they won what? They've won 11 games so far?
11 games, yeah.
Okay.
They're so frustrating to watch, but then they actually pulled it out somehow. Yeah. I couldn't believe it, because last year they wouldn't have pulled this out. That's the reason why they were. No. Instead of 11 games last year, they would have only had, what, like 3 wins at this point last year?
Mm-hmm. You think Spoelstra wants to come to LCA ever again? The first time he screwed up, he called a timeout he didn't have. They lost that game. And last night he loses in an 8. They make a great comeback, and then they lose an 8-point lead in overtime.
Which I think he probably wants to play every game here based upon the team they'd be playing.
Well, I think Tyler Herro wants to play every game here. That guy is amazing at LCA.
That's true.
All right, Lions quarterback Jared Goff. You hear his thoughts on all the injuries, people saying they can't do it, who's going to make up for the loss of Montgomery, all that straight ahead here on 97.1 The Ticket.